Thank you very much for your presence here this afternoon. I welcome the President of Malta, Her Excellency Mary Louise Colero Preca, to Ghana and to the seat of her presidency. This visit by Her Excellency is a landmark one, as it is the first time a sitting president from the Republic of Malta is paying a state visit to Ghana. It is also the first time a president from Malta is visiting a country south of the Sahara. So, madam, we are honored by your presence. The ministerial teams of our two countries a few minutes ago held discussions aimed essentially at strengthening the already cordial relations that exist between our two countries, as well as exploring other areas of cooperation for the mutual benefit of our two peoples. Our discussions centered on the improvement in the volumes of trade between Ghana and Malta, mutual support for candidates from our two countries, vying for positions with international organizations, issues of migration, and the deepening of political consultations on matters of mutual interest to the two countries, amongst others. As member states of the Commonwealth, our two countries share similar aspirations and values. We have collaborated effectively on several matters over the years, particularly the meetings of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meetings shortly. A major outcome of this afternoon's meeting was the reaffirmation of our commitment to collaborate further and provide mutual support at both bilateral and multilateral levels. Her Excellency the President of Malta and her team resolved to give voice to Ghana's cause and interests in the European Union. We, on the other hand, will also help to facilitate the provision of a platform for enhanced economic engagement between Malta and the member countries of ECOWAS. This should boost the trade volumes and help bring prosperity to our two peoples. Ghana reiterated its commitment to the reforms of the global political order. It, however, made it clear that the inability of the United Nations to undertake the reforms of institutions that will reflect the realities of our times and not the realities of the post-war world represents a manifest injustice against the peoples of Africa. We on this continent are an integral part of the global order, and global institutions should reflect this fact. For a handful of states who emerged as the dominant powers in the world after the Second World War of the 20th century to continue in the 21st century to be the sole arbiters of international security remains to us is a structural deficit which the world community should no longer tolerate. The Ghanaian team stressed the importance of the charters to the process of UN reforms, especially of the UN Security Council, as set out in Africa's common position on UN reform, based on the Ezulwini consensus, and solicited the support of Malta for this position. It takes time to correct the long-standing injustice that the current structure and composition of the UN Security Council represent for the nations of Africa. Her Excellency and her delegation shared the sentiment and expressed its desire to collaborate with Ghana to this end. It was also agreed that Ghana and Malta extend support to candidates from our respective countries vying for positions in international organizations. Ghana has therefore given support to Malta's bid for membership of the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, elections, which take place later this year. Malta, on the other hand, has agreed to support Ghana's bid for a non-permanent seat of the UN Security Council from 2020 to 2021. This support mechanism has also been provided for the candidature of Professor Henrietta Mensah-Boshu as a judge of the International Criminal Court. An MOU to this effect will be signed after this session by the foreign ministers of the two countries. on the issue of migration, we have seen and continue to see the high numbers of young Africans taking distressing risks across the Sahara and around the Mediterranean, trying to reach a better life. While we strive to provide youth with the right environment in Africa, which will enable them to enhance their skills, receive appropriate training, and have access to digital technology, enhanced economic opportunities. Her Excellency and the President and her delegation have reiterated their commitment to champion the need for humane treatment of illegal migrants, as well as the protection of their human rights, in accordance with international law, both at home and on EU platforms. Again, on the issue of migration, Ghana has been included in the list of beneficiary countries of the EU's Emergency Migration Fund. The fund is designed to assist in the return and reintegration of our citizens into society. Government will collaborate with our friends from the EU and Malta in this regard, and at the same time help find solutions to the factors that trigger illegal migration. Our deliberations also centered on driving investment opportunities, domestic and foreign, in our two countries, and the need for enhanced cooperation and partnership in our development efforts. A business forum between our two chambers of commerce, as well as with the Association of Ghana Industries, has been scheduled to take place at the Accra International Conference Center tomorrow, the 27th of July, to identify the trade and business opportunities that exist and will be mutually beneficial to our two countries. In concluding, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that as we shape the future of Ghana and position Ghanaian enterprises to compete effectively in the global marketplace, we have friends such as the Republic of Ghana to support us in this objective. Thank you, and may God bless us all.